This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Hi there. I'm back again. I'm trying to keep up with the wine drinking and sharing the food that we've had with that. Recently we had some nachos and some jalapenos, a spicy taco sauce, cheese, ground beef. It was really well done. We layered the cheese in between some of the tortilla chips, and we had a Rosenbloom Rock Pile Zin, and the spice of the wine, along with the sweetness of the deep fruit, really went well with the nachos. They were fun to eat and drink at the same time. It was fun to sit around and chat about the world and world events. And yeah, we had a really good time, a really good meal. The cleanup was easy. And I would do that again in a heartbeat. Nachos are always a great finger food, and good wine with that food always makes the meal that much better. Sitting around, having a conversation, chatting about the day or the weather or what you're going to do on the weekend. This wine that I bought was... it has 15.2% alcohol, so it's really got a high alcoholic content. And there seems to be more producers that are trying to do that with Zinfandel in particular, where they can get some of the fruit in the front part of the wine and not in the back part of the wine. And I think that also makes the wine way more approachable early on. And these wines, they can sit in cellar for 15 years. This was actually a 2014 rock pile, so it's almost 10 years old, but it feels like it could probably cellar for another 10 years. And I think that's the fun of collecting wines and trying to chat about them and find good deals. This wine was, a discontinued lot item that was on sale. It was $14.99. down from double that, $30. And so, when you find those kinds of wines and you can put them in your cellar and then bring them out and talk about them, they're even more exciting. Anyways, this is a short one because I'm just trying to catch up on some things, and hopefully I can rustle up some more notes in the next little while. Bye for now. This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversations that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you can share with a friend, your family, even a stranger. Stay tuned for more information about wine pairing and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening.